Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Basics with Babish by Andrew Rhea is a modern instructional cookbook built around a simple promise you can learn to cook well by making the classics, noticing what goes wrong, and trying again. Known for the Babish culinary universe and the Basics with Babish video series, Rhea translates his approachable, technique-forward teaching style into a print format that emphasizes clarity and repetition. The book compiles over 100 recipes and supports them with abundant step-by-step photography so readers can see what key stages should look like as they cook. Instead of presenting cooking as effortless perfection, it treats common failures as predictable events with fixable causes, offering practical troubleshooting for issues such as broken butter, burnt bread, or fish that is difficult to debone. The overall purpose is to help home cooks build confidence and competence by mastering foundational recipes and the core methods that sit behind them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning through mistakes is a cooking method. A defining idea in Basics with Babish is that errors are not proof you cannot cook. They are part of the process of becoming reliable in the kitchen. Rhea frames many techniques around what can go wrong and why, then pairs that with guidance on how to recover or avoid the issue next time. This approach is especially useful for home cooks because it reflects real conditions, variable ovens, inconsistent ingredients, and first attempts that rarely match the ideal. Rather than treating recipes as rigid scripts, the book encourages readers to watch, smell, taste, and adjust, which is how experienced cooks actually work. The result is a mindset shift from rule following to skill building. By normalizing missteps, the book lowers the intimidation factor that keeps many beginners from trying bread, sauces, or more involved dishes. It also supports intermediate cooks who want to diagnose recurring problems, such as why a sauce separates or why baked goods come out dry. The tone remains practical and encouraging, helping readers treat cooking as iterative practice instead of a pass-fail test. Secondly, classic recipes as a foundation for broad competence. The book organizes its instruction around familiar, essential dishes that many people want in their regular rotation. That focus matters because classic recipes are not just comfort food, they are training grounds for transferable techniques. When you learn to roast, sear, simmer, and bake through widely recognized staples, you acquire patterns you can reuse across cuisines and weeknight situations. Rhea leans into this practicality by presenting recipes that aim to be dependable and repeatable, not purely showy. As readers work through the basics, they are implicitly learning how heat behaves, how proteins change as they cook, and how seasoning builds in layers. This foundational emphasis makes the cookbook function like a reference you can return to when you need a reliable method rather than a one-off novelty dish. It also aligns with the book's role as a companion to the basics, with Babish concept building a core skill set for home cooking. Even when a recipe feels specific, the underlying lesson is usually broader, giving readers a pathway from one successful dish to many variations. Thirdly, step-by-step photography and visual checkpoints. Basics with Babish distinguishes itself with extensive step-by-step photography designed to show what critical stages should look like. For many learners, visual checkpoints are the difference between guessing and understanding, especially in areas like dough development, browning, emulsions, and doneness. A written instruction like cook until golden can be interpreted in multiple ways, while a photo provides a clearer target. The book uses this visual support to reinforce technique, helping readers notice texture changes, color cues, and the progression of a recipe from raw ingredients to finished dish. This format is particularly helpful for beginners who are still building a mental library of what correct looks like, and for cooks who do not have an experienced person beside them in the kitchen. The photography also supports the book's troubleshooting focus because it makes it easier to compare your result to an expected stage and then adjust. While a video can demonstrate motion and timing, a cookbook with strong visuals lets you pause and study a moment, which can be more useful when you are in the middle of cooking and need confirmation before moving on. Fourthly, troubleshooting common kitchen failures. A major practical contribution of the book is its emphasis on diagnosing and fixing frequent problems that derail home cooking. Rather than assuming ideal execution, it anticipates the messy realities: butter that breaks, bread that burns, and seafood that presents unexpected prep challenges. This troubleshooting orientation teaches cause and effect, which is the backbone of culinary confidence. When cooks understand why something failed, they can correct it without abandoning the dish or deciding they lack talent. The guidance also helps readers plan better, because many mistakes come from timing, temperature management, or missing a key preparatory step. By foregrounding pitfalls, the book functions as a safety net. It prepares you to notice warning signs early and to recover with minimal waste. This is especially valuable for cooks tackling techniques that feel fragile, such as emulsified sauces, baking, or working with fish. The overall message is that rescue skills are part of real cooking. Knowing how to respond when something starts to go off track is just as important as knowing the ideal method. and it is a skill set that traditional cookbooks often underemphasize. Lastly, kitchen planning and recipe pacing for real-life cooking, alongside technique, the book implicitly asks readers to think like planners. Many foundational foods require more than a single uninterrupted burst of work, resting, chilling, proofing, marinating, or allowing components to cool before assembly. Some reader feedback notes that certain recipes may reveal longer waits or pre-preparation partway through, which can surprise cooks who expect a strictly linear workflow. That critique highlights an important reality: the book engages with good cooking, often depends on time management as much as it depends on skill. Learning basics includes learning to read a recipe for timing clues, staging ingredients, and choosing the right day for a more involved project. When readers adopt this planning mindset, they become more consistent because they stop rushing steps that are designed to develop texture and flavor. It also makes the book more useful beyond its pages. Once you learn to anticipate time requirements and intermediate steps, you can approach any cookbook more successfully. The book supports a shift from spontaneous improvisation to intentional workflow, which is particularly helpful for beginners who are still learning how to coordinate multiple tasks and keep the kitchen calm. In conclusion, Basics with Bavish is best for home cooks who want both reassurance and structure, beginners who need a clear entry point, and more experienced cooks who want to solidify fundamentals and troubleshoot recurring issues. Readers who enjoy learning by doing will benefit most, because the book's core strength is teaching through practice, repetition, and reflection on what went wrong. The practical payoff is significant better control of heat, stronger intuition about texture and doughness, and a growing ability to recover from mistakes without panic. Those benefits translate into less wasted food and more confidence attempting dishes that once felt out of reach. What helps the book stand out in a crowded cookbook category is its explicit embrace of imperfection paired with concrete, visual instruction. Many beginner cookbooks simplify to the point of avoiding technique, while many chef-driven books assume prior knowledge and hide the messy parts. Rhea aims for a middle-path classic recipes presented accessibly, supported by step-by-step photographs and straightforward troubleshooting. The tone is also a differentiator, shaped by his background as a creator who teaches to a broad audience. For readers who want a kitchen reference that feels human and workable, not precious, this cookbook offers a solid, skill-building approach that encourages steady improvement over flawless first attempts. If you would like to support Andrew Rhea, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.